Chapter 9. The day after I first met Uncle Jag, he left to visit some friends, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I was interested in him, partly because he was the black sheep of the family, who nobody discussed, but also because he was Western in the way he spoke and dressed. So I asked the family about him. Inderjeet and Jasbir didn't know much, so they just repeated what their parents had told them. Inderjeet said that Jag wasn't proud of his family, didn't help on the farm, and spent most of his time in other countries. "He's not a good man. He has strange ideas about tradition and religion," he said. Then I remembered hearing a phone conversation that my dad once had when I was about 11. He had sworn down the phone and shouted, "We don't need Jag's dirty money." When I asked him about it later, he just talked about how Jag wasn't a real man. "So what has he actually done?" I had asked Ranjit. "He sent some money to India," Ranjit said, "to buy some land for the family, but he just wants to take it for himself." I nodded, but I hadn't really understood. That was the only thing I remembered about Jag, and I hadn't thought about him much since then. But now he was becoming more interesting. He was someone who had not followed family tradition and had done what he wanted to. When I asked my Aunt Harpal about it, she said, "Jag is a very strange man. We think that he has a wife and children somewhere, but no one is really sure. He spends a lot of time travelling and working in places like Australia." "He seems quite nice, Auntie," I said. "What you see, Manjeet, is only one part of him," she replied. "He can be very nice, but also uncaring and selfish. When your grandfather died, he didn't come to the funeral or even send a letter." "Maybe he didn't know," I said. "He knew. Your Uncle Piara wrote to him about it." "But what does he do?" I asked. "We don't know. He tells no one and no one asks him about it," she replied. I was very surprised, but decided to wait until Uncle Jag came back so that I could ask him myself. On the day when I knew that Uncle Jag was going to return, I went to the hammock in the morning. It was another extremely hot day, and Inderjeet and Mohan had said that they were worried about the fields because there hadn't been enough rain. But I was glad that they were busy in the fields because I wanted some time alone to think. I needed to write a letter to Addie to explain where I was and what was happening, but Uncle Piara said no. My dad had told him not to let me send any letters. As I lay there thinking about it, I started feeling very depressed. I think I fell asleep then, because when I woke up, the sun was above me and the air was dry and hot. My head was hurting. I was sweating and, when I closed my eyes, I saw red lights. I fell out of the hammock and both my knees hit the ground, cutting them. Blood was running down my legs and I felt like throwing up. I tried to walk to the house, but the pain in my legs was huge. When I finally reached it, I heard voices inside. Uncle Piara and Uncle Jag were shouting at each other. "He's just a child. What is wrong with all of you? Why can't you let people be who they are?" said Uncle Jag. "Why, so they can be like you?" asked Uncle Piara. "You don't know anything about my life, Piara." "And I don't want to," said Uncle Piara. "I live my life for me, not you, not our father, me," said Uncle Jag.
You were always selfish, even when you were a child.
I opened the door, realizing that they were talking about me. They both turned to look at me as I fell against the wall and passed out.
It's called sunstroke, young man. You were in the sun too long, said Uncle Jag.
I was lying on a manja in one of the bedrooms with Uncle Jag sitting beside me. I tried to get up, but he pushed me down.
Keep still, Manjeet. Now is not the time to start walking around. Sunstroke can be very serious, he said.
Uncle, I said.
Yes?
Can I ask you to do me a favour? Will you call me Manny? I hate being called Manjeet.
Sure, I'll call you Manny, but you have to do me a favour too, he said.
What? I asked.
Don't call me Uncle. You can just call me Jag. You don't have to treat me with extra respect because I'm older than you.
Okay. What were you and Uncle Piara fighting about? I asked.
You, he said. But get some rest, and I'll explain more soon.
A couple of days after I had passed out with sunstroke, Jag and I were sitting outside drinking sweet tea. It was cooler, and the rest of the family were out of the house.
What do you do?
I asked Jag.
He thought about it before saying, Well, I got myself an education and went away rather than stay here and be a jat.
So you left here then? I asked.
Yes, I went to school here first and then to college and to university in Delhi, he said.
What about Uncle Piara and Uncle Gurvinder? Did they go to school?
Jag smiled. They don't think that education can help them manage a farm, but it can help them. I studied about farms at university, and now I work for the Australian government. I can help them, but they don't want my help.
Yeah. Didn't you send them money? I said.
Jag looked surprised that I knew this. More than once, Manny. And they just gave it back. I've got more than enough to give them, but making that money wasn't easy. I was working out in the fields when your granddad died, and I didn't get the letter for 3 weeks. I even missed the funeral.
I remembered what my aunt had said about Jag being selfish, but his face showed that he was very hurt about his father's death. He took a packet of cigarettes out of his bag.
Do you smoke? He asked.
No, Uncle. I mean, Jag, I said.
It's okay, Manny. Mohan told me.
Did he? I replied.
I wasn't very happy at Mohan, who had promised not to tell anyone about my smoking. It's okay, Manny, said Jag. I shouldn't really let you smoke. But you're old enough to choose for yourself.
I couldn't believe it. I was sitting with an older family member and smoking.
Now, I've spent an hour telling you all about what I do, but you haven't told me anything about your own life, Jag said as he gave me some more tea. And don't worry about me getting cross with anything that you say. I have an open mind.
I took a deep breath and told him everything about Lester, about Addy and Lisa, about my family, and about the arranged marriage. And I told him about the cheat. The rest of the family were back in the evening, and we all ate dinner together. Uncle Jag had told me that he would think of a plan to get me back home, so I was feeling much better. It felt so good to talk to someone who understood me and who agreed that my family had done something wrong. I began to believe that my life was my own again. We were sitting outside and eating cooked vegetables and chapatis. Jag had come a bit late, so he was sitting a little away from the others, and I went over to him to talk.
"Did you think about what you were saying before?" I asked Jag.
"Don't worry, Manny. It's all under control," he said.
"And it'll be cool with them?"
I nodded in the direction of Uncle Piara.
"Manny, this is about what you want, not what they want. You let me worry about what they think, okay?"
he said. I nodded.
"Good. Now go and get me a bottle of beer, please. And after I've finished eating, we'll go outside and I'll tell you my idea," he said.
I nodded, smiling. What had he planned since earlier in the day? I was ready to get out of Udhampur and out of India. I was ready to go back home to Leicester to find my cheat and go up to the next level.